Jesus is everything. Jesus is life. Jesus is our light. Jesus is love and goodness. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is the one who is worthy of all of our trust. Jesus is our safety and security and strength. Jesus himself is our consolation and joy and rest. And because he loves us, he tells us in the gospel today, or he commands us, or he pleads with us, remain in me as I remain in you. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. And a branch separated from the vine withers and dies. Without me, you can do nothing. The branch lives and bears fruit only if it remains on the vine. So we need lots of things to live. Maybe the most basic things that you think of are food and water. But even these very basic essential things, you can go without for a little while, for several days maybe. But there is something that we can go without only for a few seconds, and that is air. Maybe some of you are very good at holding your breath, but even then, it's seconds or maybe a few minutes. Can't go very long without air. We need air all the time. But we need Jesus more than air. We need Jesus more than air. If you only remember one thing from this homily, it's this, that we have little idea of how great our need for Jesus is. What we need in him cannot be found anywhere else. Jesus is not one option among many. He is the only one. And everything else is a painkiller that makes us feel better, but does not heal us. Nothing and no one else saves us or gives us life or answers the question of my life. Everything else, even the most wonderful things, even the best things, cannot withstand or overcome the troubles of our lives. Jesus is the only one who is stronger than the things that threaten to crush our hearts. Before I give you the conclusion of this, I just want to say this little side note. I think this homily will not help any of us very much. And that's because of what I know about myself. I mean, I have heard this hundreds of times. I am the vine, you are the branches. Remain in me as I remain in you. Without you, without me, you can do nothing. And most of the time, I'm not listening, so it doesn't matter. Some of the time I am listening, I grab onto it and embrace it, and I allow it to change me, and it changes me for a while, and then I forget, and I go back. And the other part, why I'm a little bit cynical about the effectiveness of this homily, is because most of the time, we're not in crisis. And when we're not in crisis, Jesus' words sound like fuzzy goodness, but a little bit light and easy to dismiss, like a nice thought. And I hope that most of you are not currently in crisis, you know, but so these are the two things that make me say, I don't think what we say today will help very much. Probably most of you will respond to all of this. I am remaining in Jesus. I'm here at Mass. I'm trying to be a good person. I think I'm remaining enough. But the truth is, and it's actually good news, the truth is that very few people in all the world are living what Jesus asks for when he says, remain in me as I remain in you. So I'm not pointing a finger at any of you, mostly at myself. The truth is that we are still living apart from Jesus. We are still detaching ourselves from the vine that is life. But maybe it will help someone. Maybe it will help me. So that's why I'm saying this today. To remain in Jesus, to be a branch connected to the vine, it adds up to two things, to prune and to drink. Prune and drink. Pruning, of course, means to change and to get rid of anything and everything that pulls us away from the vine. So first it begins with sin and the sins that we're attached to and especially the sins that we rationalize. But then it also, pruning means to get rid of good things that I put above God, the things that prevent me from going to Mass on Sunday, or the things that take up my time so that I say I do not have time to pray. It could be anything, good things, sports, or vacation, or whatever it is. These are not bad things. But we have to, sometimes we have to put aside good things if we put them above God. The other things that have to be pruned are some of our beliefs, even some of our relationships, certainly our self-absorption, our striving for control, and speaking for myself, my obsessive protection of my ability to do what I want to do. So that's pruning, but of course the point is to bear fruit, you know? So pruning is not the end. And sometimes we get stuck on pruning. The second thing is to drink deeply. That means to focus our time and energy and thought and hearts into the vine. To drink deeply from the vine means to know Jesus. And this happens through scripture, reading scripture, especially the gospels, through daily prayer, but most of all, just spending time with Jesus. To drink from the vine that is the Lord, we have to open our hearts to him. We can say to him, Jesus, you are my Lord. I belong to you. I give you all that I have and all that I am. We want to be able to say, Jesus, my life is more yours than mine. And then we have to say yes when he unites us to himself. Most importantly, at Mass, when he gives us his body and blood and asks for our whole selves in return. But we say yes to this union with Jesus every morning and every day and every hour. We say yes when Jesus unites us to himself in joy. We say yes when Jesus unites us to himself in suffering, in rest, in hardship. Because in all of these times, Jesus, who is the vine, who wants us to live and to bear fruit, he pulls us closer to himself and he pours life and love into us. Jesus is everything, and without him, we wither. He loves you, and he has chosen you, and today he calls you.